This is Dr. Mark Rohde, and I'm an addiction psychologist. Today's topic is diet. No, I'm not about to tell you that you need to lose weight. You've probably heard it before, you are what you eat. Now that is kind of scary, if a large part of your diet had been Doritos and Jack Daniels. It's hardly any secret that some of what you ate and drank and smoked wasn't exactly brain food. What you put into your body was a part of the problem because it didn't contain the right nutrients. But what you might not realize is that you may be suffering from some current dietary deficiencies as a result of your past use of toxic substances. The reason that we're talking about all of this is that we'd like to put your brain and your body on a path to health. One important part of that is taking really good care of your brain. In many ways, we are able to function because of some brain chemicals called neurotransmitters that control everything from moods and memory to muscles. Here's where food comes in. It takes nutrients that we get from food to make neurotransmitters. And without enough of the right chemicals, we don't function as well. We may suffer from behavioral health issues that range from insomnia at night to depression all day. And we may have a lot of physical health concerns too. Let me give you a couple of specific examples. Vitamin B1 deficiency often results in irritability and confusion, as well as physical symptoms including increased sensitivity to pain, muscle cramps, cardiac problems, vision difficulties, and neuropathy. Foods that are rich in vitamin B1 include nuts, green peas, carrots, fish, pork, cauliflower, and asparagus. Here's the real kicker. Alcoholics are especially vulnerable to B1 deficiency because the intestines of alcoholics are often less able to absorb the nutrient. Now, some of you are probably thinking that you'd been pretty irritable when using, sometimes felt confused, and have not been eating your peas and carrots. Now would be an incredibly good time to work on a well-balanced diet. Some of you are probably reminding yourself that your idea of a well-balanced diet used to be a beer in both hands. Be glad those days are behind you. You are probably aware of something called omega-3 fatty acids, and you may know that you can get this nutrient from cold water fish like salmon. Very few people recognize how incredibly important this nutrient is. Here's a list of problems that are associated with omega-3 deficiency. Dry skin, dandruff, dry eyes, hyperactivity, short attention span, impulsiveness, anxiety, irritability, depression, mood swings, fatigue, insomnia, and even joint pain. Have you had enough? To avoid difficulties that may be associated with a deficiency in omega-3s, eat a well-balanced diet that includes spinach, Brussels sprouts, soybeans, nuts, chia seeds, flaxseed oil, tofu, eggs, oysters, perhaps even caviar. Cod liver oil is also a great source of omega-3s, but you're not apt to endear yourself to your family if you use this oil as a salad dressing. The list of symptoms that are related to nutritional deficits is seemingly endless, so I'll stick to several of the most critical deficits. Many of the most significant health and mental health challenges result from damage to the intestinal tract that may make absorption of nutrients a real problem. Deficiencies in zinc, vitamin A, B6, E, vitamin K, folic acid, iron, calcium, and magnesium are not uncommon among addicts. You also need to take a hard look at your relationship with sugar. Sugar tastes good, but has no nutritional value. It raises the risk of diabetes. Sugar also seems to create mood swings. For many alcoholics, sugar seems to be an especially difficult problem due to difficulties that researchers have a hard time putting their finger on. One theory is that alcoholics have difficulties with glucose metabolism, or perhaps glucose intolerance. The data is still out on this one. For some people, sugar highs and lows set up cravings that are especially hard to handle. Yeah, we know all about cravings. Here's the bottom line. Eat a well-balanced diet that includes plenty of vegetables, lots of fruits, whole grains, and protein. Limit salt and sugar and avoid fatty or greasy foods. Now try this. Consider taking a multivitamin every day. Lastly, if you have very many physical or mental health symptoms, see your physician and ask about testing to determine if your body is absorbing nutrients the way that it should. Your doctor may recommend a consultation with a dietitian. Before I sign off, I will leave you with one more really bad diet joke. If you're a calorie-conscious woman, why should you not date pastry chefs? Because he'll desert you. Thanks for listening.